Chapter 1. Christmas with Mom and Dad. Same old bullshit. Chapter 2. The flight back to LA. It's 2 days after Christmas. I'm in Denver International Airport watching this old fat bitch eat a cup of yogurt. My blood is boiling. She has this weird little baby spoon, and these leathery fucking jowls, and this twitchy mouth, and her little tongue keeps jerking around to lick the shit off her lips. It's really fucking disgusting me. But even more disgusting to me is the fact that her mouth has had cocks in it. I wonder what it is, other than age, that turns a mouth a man would want to put his cock in, into a twitching hole getting yogurt shoveled into it with a baby spoon. At some point in this old cunt's life, some guy was paying for her dinner, buying her presents, and being as nice and romantic as possible just so he could put his cock in that disgusting fucking hole. On the plane. There's a girl sitting next to me with red hair and perfect rock-hard C-cups. She can't be more than 19, and I'd love to know her name so I could see if it fits. I don't ask her, even though she'd probably tell me, and it might even lead to a full-on conversation. Which might lead to something else, like getting her number or taking her out to dinner. Instead, I just lean back, get a big whiff of her shampoo, and wonder if she could ever possibly know that I'll think about her for the next few weeks every time I jerk off. Probably not. And I'm out like a light. I'm still in a weird kind of dream when I get off the plane at LAX, so I'm not sure if Trent Reznor walks past me at the Delta baggage claim. I am sure that the redhead is standing by me, and even though I don't have any bags to wait for, she does, so I pretend to. I look at her luggage tag when she picks up her suitcase. Alina Jansen. It fits. Satisfied, I go wait for 20 minutes to pay $20 to ride a super shuttle back to my apartment in Westwood. Coincidentally enough, Alina gets on the same super shuttle and tells the driver she's going to UCLA, 2 blocks from my house. I stare at her without her knowing or caring until we get to her stop. When she gets out, I don't make any effort to move out of her way, so she has to brush me with her ass, and she has a nice fucking ass. When I get off the bus at my own stop, I'm glad I never talked to Alina. When I walk through my front door, I wish I had. When I hit my bed, I'm glad I have a girlfriend I can fuck on a regular basis. When I wake up the next morning to a phone call begging me to spend my last days off going to the gym and shopping at Century City with her, I wish I didn't. Some chapter. Casey at the gym. Casey has a fat ass. She's a pretty cute brunette with a completely normal upper body, just with a big fat ass attached. She knows it's fat and got a membership to my gym so she could go with me and get cute, tight buns. She even toyed with the idea of getting a personal trainer, and she bought an exercise book called The Daily Butt Regimen. So I'm sitting on the calf machine, ready to put my head through the fucking mirror. Casey's across the gym, smiling at me, doing curls. For the past 6 months, since she started her ass-slimming campaign, all she's done is fucking curls and bench presses, and her ass shows it. I've tried to get her to do squats with me, leg presses, quad extensions, hamstring machine, any fucking thing having even the most remote influence on the movement of muscles in her lower body, and she always says, "I think I'll just do some curls." I finish my set and move to another part of the gym so I can't see her. That night, after suffering through a TiVo'd 3-episode Real World marathon, I'm rewarded by her letting me fuck her doggy style. As I look down at her fat ass, I wonder if fucking her hard enough will have any kind of slimming or toning effect. Couldn't hurt.